In this morning's mission spot, we're going to be looking at a DVD about the work of the leprosy mission. So, Tom, are we ready? I think it's quite horrifying, isn't it, when you see the damage which leprosy can cause. It's good that nowadays there are treatments, but of course the treatments need to reach the people who require them. As a church, we support the work of Shanty Grammam, which is a home for disabled leprosy patients in Vellore district in southern India. And one of the founders of this was a former minister of the church, the Reverend Joe Pratt. At the back, there are some pictures of the home and some of the people who live there. And we've got some stories of the people. So I thought I'd just read out the history of one of the people who lives there. Her name is Papamal. She's 65 years old. She lost her parents in her early years. She has a brother and a sister, and she was brought up by them. They have property, but after the death of her brother, her sister did not like to keep her in the home. At the age of 17, she developed leprosy. So her relations tried to avoid keeping in touch with her. She lived in a hut separately for 2 years. Finally, she was admitted to the Karagiri Hospital. At the time of her admission, she had developed bad deformities on both her hands and her feet. Eventually, she was admitted into Shanty Grammam as a resident. And there she was accepted and is very happy with her life for a change. She's got company, she's got support, she's got somebody to care for her. Last week's communion offering was for Shanty Grammam, so if anyone didn't make a contribution but would like to, then we have a plate at the back of the church. And as I said, we've also got some pictures of the people who live there, and you get some idea of the facilities which are provided.